Well, sorry for that rough edit there I just made, but that's a little bit of a taste of Surfing with the Alien. Legendary album by Joe Satriani, guitar whiz, and someone who's majorly influential. Like, every guitarist I know talks about Joe Satriani, and one of them's here. Andy Engstrom is here in the studio. How you doing, Andy?
Good. Thanks, Andy, for having us.
And Ward F. Ward joining us on the phone. Ward, you there?
I am here. Thanks
for
having me, Andy.
Ward, thanks so much for joining us as well. And yeah, Joe, let's talk a little bit about Joe Satriani, because people who aren't guitar geeks might not know Joe Satriani, although he's obviously been around forever and is majorly influential. But Andy, put into words for me why guitarists specifically connect so deeply with Satriani's work.
Well, I'm gonna have to actually hand that over to Ward, since he is actually covering all of Joe's parts.
Okay, all right, yeah, Ward, I'll let you handle that. You laughed like, "Wow, what? Where do I start?" Sort of, but yeah.
Well, Andy's a drummer, so he appreciates from a different perspective. I'm the guitar player. That's why.
Yeah.
Where do I start?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So with Joe Satriani, one of the things that's really great about Joe Satriani is that he has a unique style. And it's virtuosic, and that he can pull off some very technical stuff, but it's very compositional. So he has a very unique voice as an artist, and his guitar playing is very lyrical and vocalized, and the melodies that he plays are just beautiful. So he has a really wide dynamic range in his expressive capability on the instrument. And of course, he's taught, you know, Steve Vai and a number of Kirk Hammett and some pretty famous guitar players how to play in their formative years. And so he's had an influence on lots and lots of folks. And Surfing with the Alien was something that really broke out playing instrumental music on the guitar and really kind of showed just how much variety you can express on the guitar and still make it accessible the average person.
Yeah, it seems like he kind of, you know, it's sort of in the, I always think of Jeff Beck when I think of Joe Satriani. Like, Joe Satriani was this next evolutionary phase over the stuff that Jeff Beck was doing, that when he was doing Blow by Blow and Wired and those kind of albums that were all about, as you say, Ward, expressing this lyrical quality in the guitar and really carrying a whole album with this lyrical quality of a guitar, which is, you know, which was something that was a fascinating thing to do in those early, early years. And then Satriani seemed to sort of blow the lid off of it and also do a lot of amazing kind of pyrotechnics and fireworks and things like that as well.
Yeah, I agree. One of the things that he's quoted as saying is that, you know, in particular in this particular album, was that there are some parts that he wanted to do some finger tapping, for instance, and, you know, then it was predominantly Eddie Van Halen that was known for pioneering that technique in rock music. And so he wanted to do it a little bit differently. And so he started developing a technique where he was doing finger tapping, and instead of doing it in a linear fashion on one string, he was doing it across the strings, playing arpeggios and chords, and came up with a completely different style of doing it. And you can hear that on the track Midnight, off of Surfing with the Alien.
So Andy, are you guys going to do this album kind of front to back? Is that the idea? Or are you just going to do... Yeah. Is that right? Is that
what basically, we are doing it from top to bottom, except at the very end, because the album actually ends on Echo, which is a very easygoing 5/4 song. We decided not to end it on kind of such a light note. We wanted to... We basically rearranged just a little bit for the show. So we play the whole album, the 10 songs, then we've got a couple surprise tracks. But it is a mini concert, so we can do two in a night.
Yeah.
And one's in all ages, which is great.
Okay, cool.
And the second one is, anyway, if you want to give people time.
Yeah, sure. It's 7 and 9 at the Hangar Ballroom is when it's happening. It's tomorrow night, Saturday. And $20, $25 at the door if you're a procrastinator. But, you know, $20 is the way to go. And I guess you can I'm guessing people can stop by at the Hangar Ballroom and get tickets.
Actually, it's going to be online.
Online, okay.
Very easy to find. BrownPaperTickets.com. A lot of people have already know that outlet, BrownPaperTickets.com. And actually, because our concerts this week were right there on their front page icon, you could actually see the poster.
Perfect.
You can tag that or just Search for Lords of Karma, that's the band name, or Surfing with the Alien, it'll direct you right towards us.
Ward, when you're the main guitarist that's having to recreate Joe Satriani stuff, are there things that you're thinking about already that you're thinking, oh man, I hope I can pull this off Saturday night?
Well, I've already thought about all that stuff. it's a fun challenge, actually. It's great music to play, and so Andy and I are both alike in this way, in that we like to push ourselves musically. And so with Joe Satriani, there's some stuff that I wanted to not only be able to articulate the way that he does, but to take it up a notch. So I've thrown in some pyrotechnics of my own, like playing some difficult parts, but doing it over the top of the neck rather than conventionally, and just doing some stuff, you know, kind of taking it to the next level with a few of the songs.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to avoid taking it to the next level, right? If you're going to do Joe Satriani stuff, right?
Yeah, you got to go all the way.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, I wanted to mention that you can also reach us through Facebook. So if you go to Lords of Karma on Facebook, it has links to Brown Paper Tickets also, which might be an even easier place for people that are on Facebook anyways.
Okay, very cool. Well, yeah. It's happening tomorrow night. It's at 7 and then at 9 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30 for the all-ages show that's happening at 7, and then doors open at 8:15 for the 21-plus show and the full bar that's going to be happening. Plus, there's a best costume contest. Love that idea. Go as a Silver Surfer. That would that'd be a good one to go as. Once again, it's Surfing with the Alien, the classic album by Joe Satriani, and Lords of Karma are going to be doing it. Ward F. Ward and Andy Engstrom in that band. And thanks to both of you for joining me, and have a great concert tomorrow night.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, we'll
hope
play
to see you there.
Yeah, we'll play a little bit more of that track right now. Here, there's a little bit more of a taste of that Joe Satriani coming up.
Thanks, Andy.
All right, thank you.